Don't miss out on your chance to listen to four-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Weiss on the only podcast solely devoted to everyone's favorite position in football, the quarterback. Listen for free now by subscribing wherever you get podcasts or by going to celebrityqb.com.
It is the nightcap of our Thanksgiving Day special. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender, for the Fantasy Throwdown podcast. We had some games today. Not exactly good games, but we did have some football games today. The most entertaining game of the day was our first game of the day with the Vikings and Lions, even though I still felt the refs bailed out the Lions incessantly in the first and second half to keep that game close, but it was still the most competitive game of the day because, let's face it, the middle game between the Chargers and the Cowboys, Dallas is done. I thought Dallas actually had a chance to make the playoffs, but, they are cooked. In terms of just offensive identity, lapses on defense, not engaging, from top to bottom, Dallas was soft. I couldn't believe how wide open Keenan Allen was, given the fact that he dominated, absolutely dominated the Bills 4 days ago, and Dallas still didn't throw a double team at him. It's incomprehensible. So Dallas is a mess. And then you kind of come to the final game of the evening, and, for lack of a better term, it was a snore fest between the Giants and Redskins. If you're still awake and didn't fall asleep during the game, I commend you. It was a struggle, to say the least. The biggest thing that was going on with the game was the fact that neither team could actually move the football for the most part because of how many injuries were on the offensive lines for both teams. Lots of struggles moving the football vertically in the air and on the ground. Eventually the Redskins got things going on the ground with Pirine, but, that was a slog of a game to actually get through to the very end. So I'll read off the fantasy heroes of the day, surprise, surprise, you're not going to see anyone from the Cowboys or the Giants on it. The Giants are running such a rudimentary offense, it boggles the mind how we even keep the game as close as we did. The only reason why the Redskins managed to cover that game is the fact that McAdoo once again botches the point spread instead of just punting the ball and trying to hold the Redskins to three and out. He tries to go for it inside his own 30-yard line and, of course, fails. That's another matter for another time about my criticisms of McAdoo as a head coach. In terms of the fantasy performers of the day, you got to give the hats off to Case Keenum and especially Philip Rivers. Rivers throws for over 400 yards. There's not much else you can say about the Cowboys' defense other than it was non-existent. But Rivers took advantage, kept hitting Keenan Allen anywhere he wanted to across the field. Keenan Allen almost had 200 yards receiving. He was at 172 for the day, so he had a huge game. Jameson Crowder had a huge game for the Redskins, 141 yards, and also another touchdown. Thielen had another solid game. He was up almost 90 yards. From the running back perspective, there wasn't much to choose from, but the performance you got out of the day was Latavius Murray and Samaje Perine. Another wide receiving performance in a losing effort was Marvin Jones of the Lions with two touchdown catches and over 100 yards receiving. And you basically, after that point, if you didn't have Kyle Rudolph as your tight end or the Chargers defense, you were done. I mean, Rudolph outperformed everyone head and shoulders with 2 touchdown catches and 60 yards. But, I mean, those 2 touchdown catches vaulted him above any other tight end today because Ingram dropped 3 passes tonight. I mean, he was targeted a bunch of times by the Giants, but he just could not get into a rhythm. He struggled mightily. Vernon Davis didn't even have a catch for the Redskins tonight. I think he had only 2 targets on the night, which was baffling given how much he was involved in the offense so far this year. So that one was a bit of a head-scratcher. Ebron was a non-factor, pretty much as expected. That was more of a dart throw. Witten barely registered anything on the Cowboys offense. Again, the Cowboys were just ineffective in all areas. I mean, you see Dez Bryant complaining about not getting targeted, but officially Vernon Davis was targeted once in the game tonight. I mean, that's it. Just not a good day in the office for him. And, you know, to my point, Dez Bryant was completely ineffective for the Cowboys. I mean, you might as well have called him the invisible man if it wasn't for the fact that he was complaining up and down the sideline about how he wasn't getting the ball. But Dez is creating zero separation. So, again, to my point about the Cowboys, there is no one on the Cowboys lineup I would even remotely touch from a fantasy perspective at this point. Other than maybe Rod Smith as a running back, but even then, that's as a flex-only option. The Cowboys are just not a good team right now. They're not protecting Dak. Dak's in a funk. It's just not a good look for the Cowboys, and they're not going to go anywhere this year. In terms of just the lessons learned, I mean, a lot of popularity on the Chargers today. I think people didn't even bother paying attention to the news that Tyron Smith was back in the lineup for the Cowboys. I think people just rolled the Chargers lineup anyway, and it paid off for them because the Chargers were over 40. They were just under 40% owned on both DraftKings and FanDuel, so they were over 39%. But it's just one of those situations is that you can't kind of get past it. Like, if you did not start the Chargers defense, you weren't winning any matchups today just because of the pick six and the fact that, I mean, again, Dallas scored 6 points. I mean, it's just an ugly day at the office for Dallas. So not much else you can do about it. I mean, and again, scoring was pretty consistent throughout the fantasy website. So, again, the guys I mentioned, it didn't even matter about the receiving yards. It's just the fact that, these games were so tightly compacted that, even the high-dollar cash winners, it basically boiled down to if you had those players, you worked out. If it didn't, that's pretty much the end of the day for you. So congrats to the folks who cashed in big and rode Philip Rivers and the Chargers defense to victory. But c'est la vie. So we're going to get into the rest of the weekend games probably tomorrow or Saturday. So that's all I got for now. We'll also get into some NBA and hockey talk later on for the weekend game. So have a good night, everyone. Sorry that the games were not that entertaining, but, you know, sometimes that's how the way the cookie crumbles. So have a good night, guys. We'll be right back.
It's the most talked about position in all of sports, the quarterback. And now there's a show solely dedicated to the most sought after role on the field, Celebrity QB, featuring four-time Super Bowl champion coach Charlie Weiss. Unlike other football shows, you'll get the inside scoop on all things quarterbacks. Like, is this the year Tom Brady finally looks his age? Will dating Danica Patrick distract Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's dating Danica Patrick, Charlie. We're interested in that, you know?
Well, I mean, Tommy's got Giselle. I'll take Giselle, okay?
Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys? Which rookie quarterback has the best shot of making a positive impact in 2018?
How about intellectually, Charlie, as far as what they ask the quarterbacks to do now?
The game has changed, but the pressure that's put on quarterbacks, and it's always been put on quarterbacks, is tremendous.
Join Charlie Weiss and co-host Steve Strout on an all-new podcast from Lasting Media, exclusively about quarterbacks. Subscribe now at Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to great podcasts. Celebrity QB, everyone's favorite position.